Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time, and from Canada we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Good Soil.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The Gospel of the Lord. The family that gardens on our land for free take great care that the soil is good. They keep it free of chemicals and enrich it via their enormous and the ongoing pile of compost. What Jesus is teaching us in this parable is, I think, to take a look at the soil of our hearts and see, is it nice and thick and deep and rich? What will happen to his word when it drops into my heart? What will I do with it? Well, I think we must first let it germinate. I hold it in my heart. I pay attention to it. This holding in the heart, this is prayer. And for this, we need a quiet time and a quiet space. The word is within you. And listen, God is present in his word. What a gift. So it's within you. What do? We ruminate on the word. Perhaps pick out a phrase and keep repeating it. Keep it there in the good soil of your heart. What is the fruit it bears? Firstly, that we carry God, Christ, within us. Secondly, when the time is right, Jesus will give us the word that he wants us to share. So, let us thank God for this wonderful gift. And don't be afraid. He will give you the strength and the desire and the happiness to share it. That's how it bears fruit. God bless you.